Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of April 2017, and this is the 561st Mole Out Loud podcast. It's a lovely warm day today, quite a lot warmer than it has been. It's 25 degrees, so I took the opportunity of washing my sheets. And then after hanging them out, I went outside and had breakfast on my stoop, as I usually do. And these last few days, it's been really lovely sitting out there and very inviting to do Qigong. But today it was actually a bit hot and I had to find some shade to do it in. These last 3 months, I've been allowing myself a fairly freewheeling sort of creative life. I've not been as habitual as I have in the past. A couple of years ago, I had a very strict regime of 9 to 12 in my writing shed, which was broken up by doing Qigong. And then in the afternoon, I was doing other things, other kinds of work. And home things. And then last year, at some point, I had felt my shed wasn't quite what it had been. I think I cleared it out. That was the problem. I cleared it out and cleaned it out, gave it a spring clean, and it was never the same. It just felt empty, just felt sort of unloved. And as I spoke about earlier this week, I started clearing some of the roses away from the side wall again that are covering the windows. And I'm again thinking, oh gosh, is this going to make it even more bare? But the idea of the sun coming in is rather nice, and maybe I'll be lured back. But I've been listening to Michael Nobbs this week, and he's been talking about the 3 month year, which basically takes in this idea that 3 months rather than a year is a better, or perhaps a more human time scale for creating goals. We can see the beginning and the end of 3 months. We can chart it more easily than we can 12 months. 12 months away seems so far that there's a temptation not to start working towards it and then having a big rush at the end. So I have been interested in listening to that, given that I've had a much less structured 3 months just in the last three, and I didn't make any very clear determinations about how those 3 months were going to be. In fact, the only determination was that I was going to loosen up. And I think I've done that. I think that has worked. It's worked for my writing. I often work in the afternoons. I often don't start writing until quite late in the morning. I've been taking it much more easily. But I've noticed that although those things have been going really well, a couple of things have really dropped out. And Qigong was one of the things that I stopped. Well, I'd sort of wound down. And partly it was because I wasn't in my shed, so I wasn't doing Qigong. But the other part was that in summer it is too hot to do outside, and I really like doing Qigong outside, and the autumn now is absolutely the time to get back into that habit. The other thing that dropped by the wayside, which wasn't just my loosening up, but in a way my attitude towards it was about loosening up, was not being able to walk as much. And actually for quite a lot of the last 6 months it's been too painful to walk very far. But from time to time, it's not painful, and I can do it. But not having that as a habit means that I'm quite a lot less likely to do it. And not exercising somehow has made me eat more too. I'm more at home. I'm not in the shed, so I'm closer to the kitchen. And so I have a real tendency to go into the kitchen and nibble. So those things have been, although I may be more relaxed, I'm also a bit fatter and less fit. And I think it would be really nice to increase those things as well. The other lovely thing about doing Qigong in the morning, and walking in the morning for that matter, is that I find that my mind is often clearer, and it gives me time to think about things not when I'm doing Qigong, but when I'm walking. It gives me time to mull over what I'm writing about and so on. So this afternoon I'm going to go to the cafe quite soon. When I finish this podcast, I'm going to work on the arcs of my story. I'm looking at each of the characters at the moment and looking at the second storyline to see how it pans out. I realise how vague my ideas have been around the second timeline. So I'm trying to hone them in, rein them in, and as always seem to end up with these little squares all over the page, and then I fill them in. They're sort of laid out like patients or something. Depends which patients you mean, but they're sort of laid out like cards, sort of rows of five rows of five sort of thing. They're just drawn on paper at the moment. And that feels to me as if it's, for quite a while, it's been my best way of working stuff out. I've got no idea why, but I seem to be able to see things when I do it like that. So I've been doing that, and this afternoon I'm going to go to the cafe and I think type up what I've got. And yesterday my printing ink arrived that I'd ordered. I suddenly ran out early last week. I ran out of yellow ink. And my printer has completely refused to print my black and white text, which I find really infuriating. Anyway, the ink has now arrived, and so I can print out what I've got, which will be great. And I think quite soon I'm going to print out everything I've got and start trying to sort it into sections. So that's quite exciting. My main aim at the moment, as I mentioned yesterday, is to not get overwhelmed by the size of the thing. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that things have combined to give you pleasures in different ways, whether it's weather or something you've found or an inspiration or total engagement in whatever your project is. Any of those things can trigger the others, and yes, like picking up a thread somehow, if something works well or appeals or in some way tickles your fancy, the following it up is a really, really good thing and can lead to inspiration. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. I won't be talking to you tomorrow. It's not a Murmurs of Mole day, but I think I'm going to stick with this not podcasting on Fridays. But I will be talking to you again on Saturday.